Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, man. I know you're not doing this, but in the southern part of the southwestern, that means Texas, Oklahoma, you know, from Tennessee to Georgia.
Yeah.
It has become spring all of a sudden this week.
Oh, gosh.
72 degrees.
Ooh.
We're outside. Blake Shelton just said he got on his tractor and he's plowing the fields.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good.
Planting onions or something.
Okay.
So it's been that kind of weather, which is very strange for this. Again, it's just as we do this, we're at the final throes of February, but the weather is weird.
Yes, so, indeed. I
mean, last week we were freezing. We were zero.
Yeah,
wind
right.
Chill. And then this week we're at 72. That's wacky.
We've had
as polarized and crazy as the politics are. You know, someone said they were watching, you know, well, Lester Holt's leaving the NBC Nightly News.
I saw that.
You know, anchors are leaving all over the country in different places because these TV stations are downsizing. They're whacking some of the big money things at some of these networks. You saw where Joy Reid and some of the people in NBC, I guess she must have worked herself up to a pretty big amount of money, and they're just changing their mind on some of these people. But
well, Jimmy, if you think about it, what's on TV? I mean, honestly, there are so many other options now. I was just looking last night, and I saw, I don't know if it was CBS or NBC, but I was just looking for something to watch. I can always count on, in the 6-7 o'clock hour, Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. It's always on, right? And they got Ryan Seacrest doing it now. After that, it's reruns of Married with Children. It's reruns of any show USA. There are hardly any new shows on. It's like they've given up completely, and I don't understand. I mean,
Well, if you're on the networks now, I mean, it took them a while to get their new stuff up.
Yeah.
You know, Wednesday night is the Chicago stuff.
Yeah, okay, so there's
Tuesday
some.
Tuesday night is the FBI stuff on CBS. NBC has Chicago stuff on Wednesday night. They've got the Law & Order SVU and all that stuff still there. But they're finally getting back to new episodes, same with NCIS and other shows. They just don't do as many new episodes as they used to do.
I guess that's it.
But it's killing them.
Yeah.
The fact that there's not fresh stuff out there, they can't afford to do it because the economy of where it is. I mean, these networks, I mean, it's happening with local television. It's happening with the networks. And I see it every day because more and more we're being pushed to streaming services.
Which, by the way, since you brought that up, it's even happening with the streaming services. They can't even keep up. They don't produce enough stuff. So
we had a hungry appetite during COVID. And
is that what it was? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some new movies coming, but they've spent way too much money. And something is, you know, there's one called Holland that's coming out on either, I think, Prime or Netflix. I get them all confused.
Yeah, I do too.
That's the problem too. That's a Nicole Kidman movie. And then there's one that looks really good with this Millie Bobby
Brown.
She was in Stranger Things. Yeah, Millie, whatever her name is. The movie looks really good called The Electric State.
Ooh, I haven't seen that.
And it's about robots, and it's going to be on Netflix pretty soon. And it's a big budget movie. And why it didn't go to the theaters, I don't know.
I don't either.
You know, and it should have, because what I'm seeing looks like it's really good. It really had the Russo brothers did it.
Mm-hmm.
So they did it for big money at Netflix, you know, and Netflix is spending money doing that. Apple, I understand. I don't have it anymore.
I do.
But Apple Plus has got this show I've never seen called Severance.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah,
what is it, a sci-fi?
It's a sci-fi. And a basic premise, I'll give you real quick, is when you go to work, you hop in an elevator, and as you go down to your work floor, your personal life gets severed from your work life. So you work all day, and you don't know anything about your personal life. And when you ride the elevator back up, your personal life turns back on, and your work turns off. So you're basically two different people.
Interesting idea.
It is. It's what's his name? Ben Stiller is directing that.
Okay.
So it's kind of interesting. I mean, what was the other one he did? Walter Mitty was kind of strange too. The Secret
Life. That was just one of the ones I just finally let go. Apple Plus, and I let go Disney Plus the other day.
Yeah, I've got that too
because of some sign-on problems. I just got tired of fooling with it and just said,
well, it's
hell with it.
What's funny is, you know, we're talking about how there's not necessarily anything on, yet we have to have, what, 6, 7, 8 streaming services just to keep us busy enough to watch.
I'm watching Peacock. I have Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
And let's
yeah.
talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Since we're leaning and we're getting away from politics at least for a little bit.
Yeah, here. Entertainment, sure.
1923 is back. This is the one with Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. They did season one. It would seem like forever ago.
Yeah.
I've almost forgotten what was happening, but season two came on. And in the first 15 minutes, you know, there was this kinky thing that was from last season with Timothy Dalton in a tub with some half-naked woman and another half-naked woman that's in the closet. I don't want to go anymore.
Yeah.
But it's just, why? You know, it was gratuitous. It didn't move the story along at all. It was just Taylor Sheridan does this. He did it in Landman where they had all these half-naked women in hot tubs. I mean, he just does stuff to titillate, I guess, to make it a little edgy, you know, and that's why he has languages is all over the place. The violence in this 1923, you know, it's just
unnecessary.
It's just almost a bridge to it's real. And I don't want to spoil it for people. I'll just say that this guy on a horse runs into somebody, and it's just, it's too real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, it's like, ugh, you know, I don't know. You know, like with Westerns, you do, okay. I don't need to see a horror movie with their
inside,
head explode, for example, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree.
I mean, it's just, there's a point there. It's Hollywood. It's fiction. It's supposed to be, you're supposed to be taken away from reality on stuff. But I'm not a fan of 1923. I may go back and watch it some more, but it won't be any first priority or anything like that, because I just, some of the story is pretty good and I'm interested in it,
mm-hmm.
but it was maybe 10, 15 minutes of story in a 58-minute package.
Okay.
It was a lot of just watching a guy walk away riding a horse for 15 seconds when mm-hmm. it could have been 1 second.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
You know, there's just a lot of, do it just to pad it out. You know, that's all it is.
I remember Quentin Tarantino did Hateful Eight. Remember that movie? And and he had, there was a scene in it where the stagecoach or whatever they were riding in, I think it was a stagecoach,
I remember that.
Was going along for like 15, 20 minutes. And all we saw was this thing riding through the desert. And people made a big deal. It says, oh, it's the longest stagecoach ride ever in a movie. And I thought, well, you just wasted 20 minutes of my life.
Yeah,
and I liked the movie. I wasn't against it. I just thought it was kind of strange.
So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of junk out there, too. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's some movies, you know, that are coming this summer. I hope they can save Hollywood. There's one movie they're bringing back now. This is interesting. They're bringing back Star Wars. Episode 3, The Revenge of the Sith.
Why that one?
That was number 3, remember, of the newer Star Wars movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're bringing it back in something I've never heard of, 4DX.
What that
means is when they've got it hooked up to your chair.
Yes.
So like when there's an explosion, your chair will shake.
I've been to that. I've been.
And if you do something, it'll lean you to the left or lean you to the right.
Yeah,
It's pretty cool. I've only been in one of those. In New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
I went in to see, Tom Cruise, the Top Gun. I saw Top Gun there.
Oh,
and
okay.
And they sprayed a little bit of mist of water on you when the planes
did a little bit of that. Okay.
Were flying close to the water. And yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, everybody should try it once. I don't know if I'd keep going.
So anyway, it's just these streaming services. You know, I was doing taxes and looking at all the ones that I'm paying for, Judas Priest, and how much my cable bill is. You know, that I'm getting most of the time 1G service download and not that fast going up.
You pay $100 for that?
$120-something dollars, huh?
I pay just about $80 for all.
And I don't get anything else but just the pipe.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
$139 or something.
It's fascinating.
I mean, that is, we're just way, there's got to be a reckoning
for that?
On all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
for all of it together, there's got to be a reckoning somehow.
Yeah.
And I think the network affiliated television stations are in huge trouble.
I would agree, and I don't know what.
And only the Congress can save them, because if they let the NFL go to streaming services only, mm-hmm. then these networks, they really are dead. because ESPN will take it in a minute. We'll take the college games and all those things and just put it on ESPN, whatever, plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you
won't have it on broadcast at all.
You're totally right. I've been watching on an antenna, as you know, my local stuff, all my local broadcasts. So anytime there, and I'm a big basketball fan, but anytime there's a game on ESPN, I don't get it. Even if it's on ABC, sometimes I don't get it because they don't run it on the network. They run it on ESPN, which is ABC, you know, same people. And so I've been pretty bothered by the fact that I can't watch TNT or ESPN or any of those other channels. I can't watch what I used to watch on cable when I had cable, which was only about $40 and didn't have to pay $100.
I've thought more than once to go back. I have YouTube TV and I get all that stuff. But see, that's an additional.
How much is that? $89
a month.
Yeah, I mean, so
$85,
you're out $200,
right?
You know?
Just for those two things,
right? Exactly.
And that's more than I was paying for cable.
Of course, yeah, and
I
phone.
I think I would get.
Yeah.
It would be cheaper for me to have cable. I do like it where I can watch YouTube TV on road, but I could do that with Comcast too.
Yeah.
If I had cable, I would be able to watch this. On that.
Well, and DirecTV has a dishless service.
You've got to bundle
now,
it. Yeah. I don't bundle it. But if I'd just go with my cell phone service, go ahead and have cable TV again and internet, I probably would save $100 a month, I bet.
Yeah, I've been tempted to try the 5G can.
Now, who does
that? It's like $50. I think T-Mobile has a $50 high-speed 5G can.
Somebody just came out with a phone that actually has... Oh, Apple did.
Oh, really?
Apple's new phone, which is not... This is the big daddy, the 16 Pro Max.
Mm-hmm.
But the next one is the 16 IE or something.
Yeah.
And it's a cheaper version. It starts at like $499 or
That's
something.
That's not bad, yeah.
And it's got the new Apple chip in it. It's got a camera that's really good. I don't know what's wrong with it, but it's got all that stuff. And it's got the first real 5G modem in there. No other phone has it.
And so it's fast.
It's a real 5G. See, this is all fake 5G.
Yeah.
When it says 5G, it's not 5G.
Yeah. So this
is... The real 5G is really super duper duper.
Well, I've thought that. They made such a big deal about the 5G, and I haven't been impressed with it, so I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, the real one has got super fast speeds.
Hmm. That might be worth a shot for $500.
Maybe.
If you can make that a hotspot.
Yeah, it may be worth it. They're on order right now. So it's all this communication stuff just drives us all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish the technologists would, I'm so tired of having to remember 17 different passwords now. My new keyboard on my new Apple is a fingerprint. I put the fingerprint down and it signs me on.
See, and that should be enough right there, right? I mean, nobody else should be on your computer.
Nobody else can do it because they don't have my fingerprint.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I've used facial recognition for a long time now.
I use it on my phone.
Yeah, but
I do
on
it
your,
on the bank. Yeah, on the banking on the phone.
I do same. Yeah, I do same. But now it works on your computer, huh?
But now on this computer, it's got the fingerprint thing there, and it's on my new iPad,
and it's nice on
the touch part, like right here.
Mm-hmm.
Sign it on by just touching that.
That's kind of nice. I mean, it really is.
I've got a password book, and it's so confusing.
They can be like phone books.
And it changes all the time, and it's just you're not supposed to use the same password.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And it's just, you know.
Yeah, I hesitate.
All that technology is crazy.
I need a new computer right now, but I have so much on the computer I have now. And I know you can cloud and you can upload and you can download and all that stuff, but I just don't want to deal with it, so I keep working with
this. I know. That's what I was... that was why I kept my phone that long this year until I saw that really with the Apple Intelligence that it really is different, you know, using the AI stuff in here, and I do.
How hard was the switch over, 1 to 10?
Every time I do it because I don't want to lose stuff that's on here.
Yeah.
Music and all that stuff, and I don't remember. But now I'm just getting to where... You know, just change me over. But I did have to call them a couple of times on this
to
new
get
computer
it to work.
To
see, huh?
to make sure something was right. I forget. It's kind of like I think the process of giving birth that we don't have to worry about.
No, we
they
do
have
not.
To be able to forget what it was like, or they wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so fair enough. It's kind of like, I wish I'd never had to change computers again because it's, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the cloud, but a lot of stuff in the cloud doesn't come back.
That's what I thought.
And it does all kinds of weird stuff. I mean, I've got cloud backups for, and even then with AI, I was trying to find a picture of somebody that was a well-known person. Oh, it was a guy named Jerry Butler who was a singer.
Yeah.
And I had a picture with Jerry Butler, and I figured between Google, Amazon, and Apple, their AI, I figured somebody would be able to identify the facial structure. Lord of mercy.
What is all that? You see all these? I got 10 more. These are all the phones I've ever had.
You don't ever trade them in?
I'd never trade them in. And my wife and I just this weekend pulled up one of these old iPhones that had the big wide, I don't see it sitting here, but it had the big wide charger in the bottom, and I still had the charger. And we found 100 photos that we've never seen. Well, haven't seen for years. Still in these phones. I'm not kidding. I got 20 phones in this top drawer of my desk. 20. And I've never traded.
That is one thing I do every year is I get rid of the.
You don't keep it, huh?
I trade it in. Wow. Because they give me $400 or $500, $600 for it. So
I'm just worried I'm going to have something on there I don't, that I want later.
That's the Ted philosophy who's listening.
Hey, Ted. Or if Ted's brothers.
Somebody's going to get into his business and. You know, and
okay,
and
Jimmy, I'm going to tell you when all these pictures come out later of you,
I'm all for it. I'll do my best if it's some of the good stuff. I'll take it at this point.
All right, fine.
The politics is off the scale. Off the scale.
Trump
is continuing to make everybody insane because he's moving so quickly with, you know, the Cash Patel thing of the FBI, followed by Dan Bongino.
I really saw that.
The heads of some of them just go. They don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, whether you love him or hate him, he has a lot of experience.
Yeah. Dan Bongino's absolutely got a lot of experience. It's just you just don't want to be on the wrong side of that experience.
There's truth in that, no doubt about it.
So much going on. The aviation stuff. I mean, every day. And today there was Southwest near miss at Midway Airport. A private jet didn't get off the runway when he was supposed to. And at Southwest, he'd already landed and had to pull up.
Abort the landing, so, huh?
He was already touched down and he gunned it. So there's every day, there's one in KLM, ran off the runway in Sweden, Norway, somewhere.
What's going on?
Is it
technology or is it people?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just we're in a streak of bad luck with things.
It could be.
You know, where everybody is overcrowded, the runways, and, you know, everybody's too many people out there. Too many flights and too few spaces.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it's everything seems to be different. I mean, some of these planes are old, like the one that had the Delta plane this week. It was a Boeing 717. It was 16 or more years old. And it was an old, like a DC-9.
The one that went upside down?
No.
Oh.
The one that was got smoke in the passenger's area.
Yeah, in the cockpit. Or not in the cockpit.
Got the whole area back there. They didn't say if it was smoke or purple haze or what it was, I didn't say.
Yeah.
Because I just hadn't seen a follow-up. That's another thing, because there's so much Trump chasing that these people don't chase stories.
Anything.
And then the people that are just, you know, you've got your extreme left that are just foaming at the mouth. They have rabies. They're crazy. They've lost their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got people on the far, far right that are crazy too. And they're like jumping up and down for no logical reason. It's like, you know, oh boy, we'll never have to take a vaccination again, and stupid things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten into it with a couple of people on that. You know, I just hate it that I really hate it that health was politicized.
Yeah, it did change a lot of things. I mean, definitely.
People didn't doubt, you know, that much. I mean, they were mad at bills, but they never doubted whether the doctors or the medical people were lying to you.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, there's always
and
been
I'm
a certain.
I'm still not so sure they were. I mean, I don't know where this COVID thing started. If it was over there with a bat in China and we paid for it, or they did it on purpose, or whatever it was.
I don't know.
They surely killed a lot of themselves if they did it on purpose.
I don't know. I've always thought, and all my doctor friends are going to be upset with me right now, but notwithstanding this, the great amount of school you've gone to and all that, and I respect doctors completely, but I've always looked at them as like the auto mechanics of the human body, right?
Okay.
They're trying to diagnose something. They're troubleshooting all the time. They're giving it their best educated guess as to what's wrong with your body or your car engine. I kind of put that category in the same spot. So they're not going to be right 100% of the time, just like an auto mechanic is not going to be right. So how much room do we give them for error before we say you're lying to us? You know, and I guess that's the question.
I mean, I'm so muddied in that whole controversy now, I don't even remember what people are fussing about. You know, I mean, did vaccinations make people's heads come off? Did they have people die? I mean, there's always been, every drug that's ever come out has had
side effects
with somebody.
Yeah.
But you try to hit it where, you know, the Ozempic and all these other ones have major side effects for some people. And, but the majority of people seem to be able to get through it or whatever. And the COVID thing, well, you don't know what's going to happen to your body down the road. I don't know. I mean, I
did
it
anybody
because
know?
I trusted a guy named Dr. Schaefer, I believe is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's a disease doctor at Vanderbilt. And I completely trust him. I would trust him with my life. Mm-hmm. And I basically did.
Yeah.
Because he said, get the shot, do this and do that. He wasn't lying. He wasn't trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was Pfizer's trying to sell stuff?
Sure they were.
But they did, but I mean, I just don't know where some of this starts and where some of this ends. And I'm very concerned that I don't trust Robert Kennedy Jr. with my health. He does not have my trust with my health. Trump... Do I trust him with my life? Well, I guess I do,
mm-hmm.
because he's there, and there's nothing much we can do about that, you know. So, I mean, he's in charge. But yeah, he's got some people up there that are, to me, a little shaky.
Yeah, of course. But just like we just said, I mean, even with the mechanic analogy,
Biden had people that were really shaking.
That's true too.
Anyway,
you're
including
right.
Including himself.
That's what I was going to say. No, but you're right about that. But what? Who is 100%? Nobody.
I know. Nobody. There's not 100% good at anything. You know, it's just you just try to get people that you hope you know are trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. No, you're right. Again,
I think a lot of people, you know, the image of the government worker, and I'm not saying what government, the government worker, has been that slacker, you know, that maybe isn't working as hard as somebody in the private sector. That's just the picture that's been painted over the last zillion years.
But why? You know, I was thinking about this.
Whether it's justified or not.
Yeah, why?
You know, I don't know, but it's just that. I think that's what people are working on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there have been a lot of feather bedding, just like unions were so needed when they came along. And then at some point, they started, you know, they got corrupt with leadership, not really doing what was right for mm-hmm. the membership. And it you know, they're still around, and I still hope they're doing. They made safety in the workplace because management couldn't be trusted to be safe,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all that stuff. So I mean,
they had their
balancing
place,
act on all this stuff.
Yeah,
and now you know you got all this stuff going on with, and I think they're trying to cut. This is what it sounds like to me. Sounds like they're trying to cut the federal workforce, and cut out a lot of the crookedness that's going, you know, people stealing money and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the end of the day, that's going to be about a 10% improvement on the budget. But there's no way they can do the rest.
I don't know
because it's all fixed expenses.
Here's what I don't know. I don't know what the damage. I don't know what the damage really is because we aren't getting the truth. That's one thing. Two, if it only cuts 10 or 20 or 30%, that's better to me than none.
No, 10% is better than no percent.
Yeah, I will take it. I mean, I ran a company for 15 years, and I always think the same thing. And I go back, and you and I talked a little bit about Warren Buffett's quote before we got started on today's show. Back in 2011, he said he could fix the – the U.S. deficit in 5 minutes, his idea was to make sure politicians actually feel the consequences of their spending habits.
Right.
And I don't disagree. I used to control the money, but it was my money. And so I was very careful as to how I spent it. If you were given a $10 billion bank account, it wasn't your money, and every year you just had to get a budget. I mean, we've all heard about these state budgets and federal budgets where they have to get to what I spent last year, or they're going to short my budget for next year. So they buy things they don't necessarily need in order
to
keep...
last minute, we need to stock up on paper clips.
Yeah, all that. You
I've heard of that before.
And that's not going to happen if it's your own money. Or are you going to do... You're not going to buy, you know, a bunch of stuff you don't need that you're going to throw away just to keep that number up. You're going to watch your numbers. So I am grateful. Maybe it's not going to be $55 billion or whatever it is, but I'm grateful that we're at least taking a look at it. And I think every state in this union should have a DOGE, or call it whatever you want, a watchdog.
No doubt about it. But I think that's when people, if they started doing it at state governments and you really had somebody that could go through there.
Yeah.
I think we'd be frightened at what they found.
I don't disagree.
It would be so bad.
Yeah, I don't disagree with
you. It would be so bad, particularly in some states, maybe more than others, but probably all the states.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And if you look at these governments and you go look at China. If you've ever had a chance to look at their infrastructure with their road system, It's beautiful. It all looks like brand new interstate stuff they bought with our money because of the trade imbalance.
Okay, fair.
And here, we've got all these potholes in the road. And I mean, here's Biden.
Oh, God, our infrastructure's
passing
terrible.
Something that they call the infrastructure bill.
Mm-hmm.
And where the hell did the money go? And where did it?
What did they fix?
I don't see it.
Right.
You know, people are wondering, you know, where did that go? What did it do? Mm-hmm. They didn't put up, you know, these electric charger things. They were going to, all this stuff they were going to do.
Yeah. So what happened to
it? Did they do it? I mean, you know, it takes so long. Because of the way that we do things,
I just don't.
It's a miracle to me. We number one. Here's one thing that's so screwed up, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
We're like a shortage of fire truck manufacturers. People, if your city right now wants to buy a ladder truck, The wait can be 2 years.
Wow, I had no idea.
Before you could get one, they had a fire call in some station I was looking at. I think Chicago. And they were on a run, and the axle fell off the truck, and they had to call another unit because these things are so worn out that they haven't, you know, and the government has allowed these important things like fire truck makers to consolidate.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's all, I think, two of them, maybe two or three, two maybe.
Companies?
Now own like 80-something percent, and they've cut it down and downsized and everything else. Because every one of these fire trucks are pretty much custom trucks.
Built, yeah.
Not any two. Some are sort of the same, but they're not really in a factory like Henry Ford designed the automobile. And they should be.
Mm-hmm.
They should go down a line, and they should be a lot alike. There's no reason to have a custom pumper, you know, with all this stuff that it's got. Not really. You know, you could have it come in three or four different styles, but that would be it, and that's what you got.
I don't disagree with that, Jimmy, and they should have a shelf life. You know, you have fleet vehicles for companies that have trucks and things, and they go X amount of miles, X amount of years, and out they come.
Same way with airplanes.
Yes, you know, because they cost.
These planes don't last forever.
That's right. And
they
cost.
They have to be redone.
Yeah, they cost more to fix.
Just, we've let stuff like that slide for so long.
Okay, so maybe.
Because we're either stupid or people just haven't had their eyes on the ball, whether it's anybody. I mean, there's, you know, I don't know what department firefighting falls under, if it's under commerce or interior or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not the first one that understands that American LaFrance fire trucks went out of business and all these other ones went out of business. And these companies keep gobbling up, and they own these things, and now you can't get a fire truck out there. That's a problem.
And that's one of a million problems.
There's so many problems. Who's got time?
No,
you know, we're worried
right.
about the people doing crazy stuff in Ukraine, and,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
the ceasefire ends this weekend, and no one's negotiating in Gaza.
Yeah, that's a whole nother crazy thing. And but you did say something that made me think a little bit when you say it will save 10% maybe, but maybe in the long run, with the size of the government not so big, it can move more quickly. I mean, I don't know. It's such a giant machine now that you can't get a fire truck for 5 years instead of, okay, let's streamline this a little bit.
How did that happen? You know,
I don't know.
At the state level, or someone should have been screaming about it
a long time
now,
ago.
But there was some of this that was going on the last few years, and too many people have said DEI and all that stuff. But there have been people that have been promoted at the top that maybe aren't the best and the brightest.
Yeah, maybe.
And that has happened at the city level, where people don't want to run for mayor, mm-hmm. and maybe they don't have a good background to know anyway what they're doing. And you've got these big budgets, and they don't know what to do. And the Medicaid is a real huge problem. It takes care of a lot of people in nursing homes.
It sure does,
and a lot of stuff. But there's a lot of pork in there.
Wasteful spending.
There's a lot of stuff about people. I don't think you can fix it. I mean, it's a sick society when you've got people that are not going to work, refuse to work, can't work, don't have the right health to work, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You've got to take care of X number of people. But some people, you know, just lazy. And that's been too controversial to deal with.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
They're alcoholics, or they're just lazy.
Yeah.
And they sit around and they're taking some kind of government relief. And that's what it is. You got to work that into your budget. But those kind of things are very big on the budget line out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I always said accountants don't ever make anything. All they can know how to do is cut. So need to have more income. So Trump is trying to do it with tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to have more income. That way we're not taking so much from Joe Blow in taxes all the time. So making trade more fair, that's a real good thing. But I still don't understand why he harasses Canada the way he does, keeps calling them the 51st state. I don't know what we're trying to do on that. I don't get that.
I'm not sure on that one either, but I always try to think with him there's some kind of angle.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't know what it is, but I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either.
Yeah.
But
I guess we'll see. I mean, hopefully we get more positives out of this than negatives, and that's what I'm hopeful for. I mean, when you have
a lot of positives have been done. You know, Apple putting in $500 billion. They were going to do some stuff anyway.
Yeah.
But they've hurried it up.
And they're hiring a bunch of people.
Because of tariffs coming on China and some other stuff.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I mean, a lot of good – but see, again, because the media the way it is and the Democrats the way they are right now, mm-hmm. is that he is the devil. He does nothing good.
Well, I got to say, no matter what, whether this is popular or not, I feel optimistic. And
I do, and I think a lot of people do, but you're not hearing it if you tune in to any of the network news shows
or look at
any publication
you want
to listen to.
You are so right. I saw something
completely, everything is negative.
Yes, okay. Perfect example. I'm glad you brought this up, and we can wrap it up here in a minute, but I saw something today that said almost 40% of the programs that are getting cut right now are not going to affect the bottom line as far as the budget goes, right? But that was the way they told it. Instead of saying over 60% of the cuts that are being made right now are going to help the bottom line of the budget.
Everything is negative.
Right. Why did you go with the 40 instead of the 60, right?
Because they hate Trump. They want their people back in there again. And so they're poisoning the well. That's what they do. Now, what's going to happen with this is going to hurt the country, because these people, and I mean NBC, ABC, CBS, they've all discredited themselves.
Yeah.
And so they're down to a smaller group of a population audience now, because people don't trust them or believe them. And some of those people are watching Fox, but some people just don't believe mostly things they see.
Do they not understand that they've tarnished their own reputation?
They don't know how to get back at it, because they've hired so many lame brain people to run it. They don't know who the audience is, and they've let the audience run away, because the audience has gone to this thing. And unfortunately, they're getting it. They're getting their news from a lot of bad stuff out here that's not legit,
mm-hmm.
but that's how they're getting it. And there's so much fake news. I had to pull something off my Facebook site today. My daughter, mm-hmm. youngest one who's hip and knows about all this stuff, she said, "Dad, that was an AI you posted." I thought it was real, and I'm pretty good at noticing these things. This was a
yeah.
seal, a big seal that had barnacles all over it, and they were cleaning the barnacles off of it. And that was somehow fake.
Hmm.
And when it would jump back in the water and then left, that was some of that was AI.
Wow.
And people were getting hits off of it because it was a touchy-feely kind
sure.
of thing.
Sure, amazing.
You saw what happened with Trump this week.
What?
Someone created an AI video where he's sucking the toes on Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was AI created.
And it sure
and
looked...
whoever did it put it on all the screens mm-hmm. at the Housing and Urban Development offices in Washington. All the screens down this row,
yeah.
as far as you could see, had screens up in the sky, and they all had Trump sucking the toes of Elon Musk. Now, that's Animal House funny,
mm-hmm.
but someone that's on the payroll did that.
Right.
And that's just not generally how that works. So hopefully they find that person and fire them at least, and then maybe more.
You know, I mean, part of me says yes. I hope they find him and fire him, but I just can't stomach the thought of them saying, it was just a joke. Come on, why
yeah.
are you being so mean to me? What is it that I've done?
Anything they can do to discredit
oh
him. Some
God.
Of these, you know, and there's some laws that some of these generals
mm-hmm.
that have said, you know, Trump's the devil, he's a Nazi and all that stuff. They've got some military laws that can scoop those people up. Take away their strip them from their general thing and their everything,
mm-hmm.
and they got some pretty bad things that can happen to them. You can't go around and blast the commander in chief if you're a former flag officer like that.
It's interesting that they feel this freedom.
You got to be very careful about what you say.
Yeah, I just don't understand.
Because they can call you back up into service if you're retired.
Oh, really?
You could be called back up. Colonel can. I can't remember how far that goes down.
That's interesting.
But if we were in war, we can absolutely call up those officers back up again.
Yeah, I guess I get the whole freedom of speech thing and all that. You don't have
freedom of speech in the military.
You sure don't. That's for sure.
You don't.
But I don't understand is just the mean nature, the vindictive vengeance
right.
that comes from all. Why is it such an evil, evil thing? Why isn't it a conversation?
It's just gotten to be like really bad. Two really big rival football teams.
Wow.
We see it in Texas. We see it in Alabama.
Yeah.
Not every state has it, but some states do.
Fascinating.
Where the two universities in this, you know, the families are divided, houses are divided.
Yeah.
But we've definitely got it with Democrats and Republicans that there are those in the middle and there are independent people that are somewhere in here.
Mm-hmm.
But the far extremes that can't negotiate, that can't, you know, moderate or anything. It's pretty extreme. Whatever it is, 20% and 20%.
Yeah.
Are just really dyed in the wool, nothing.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good way to put it, like two college rivalries, because that's real. I mean, that makes it understandable.
High school rivalries even worse in some cities. But
yeah,
it's
no
blood
doubt.
Rivalries at this point.
No and, doubt about it.
You know, it breaks up marriages and it's broken up so many friendships. I've never seen this happen, that so many friendships have been broken up because of the Trump versus whoever, you know, it is Biden or whatever.
I have to say, the more and more I see, you know, posts, extreme posts either way, the more I think I don't need that, right? I don't I'm fine with a conversation or a belief that's different or that kind of thing. But the hateful talk and the hateful posts about, you know, whatever you're saying out there, that to me has gone too far. I can't do that anymore. I can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's just people go after the you know, making fun of Trump's kid or even going after, I don't care. You know, any of the first ladies should be pretty much off limits.
Yeah, I mean,
Jill was sort of running the thing, so maybe she gets a little heat. And so did, Nancy Reagan, who was running the ship too.
She was pretty.
I understand that, but it's just
They're still human beings.
It's enough, people don't have a governor. They don't have a limit on where their speech.
Yeah, the filter's gone. The
filter's gone.
Man.
And it shows itself in everything. Taylor Sheridan ought to have a little filter. You know, yes, he can show naked people, but why? Unless you really got a reason.
Yeah, fair enough.
Really, really, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just, you know, yeah, the world's, his world's definitely different, and it's different every day.
Yeah.
And
traveling,
I just hope these people like Kennedy, that's, you know, that's far up there, wherever he's doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he wants to take the chemicals out of food,
yeah, okay,
that's causing cancer and sure. some of that stuff, yeah, that's probably idea. Long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
But start getting into this vaccine stuff, and I mean, or even, you know, there's a couple of really bad diseases going on in Africa. I read two of the names today, and boy, you do not want to get that genie out of the bottle.
Yeah, no doubt.
Where it goes from over there and jumps over here, it's like this bird flu thing. The bird flu, we've killed, I don't know if we're supposed to, but they've killed all these chickens. We're having to get eggs from Turkey.
Yeah, I've seen.
United States
I've seen some
is having
of that.
To get eggs from Turkey.
I've seen some
so
of that.
So, the bird flu, is that something? See, we've lost so much credibility. Are people on top of that really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to get bad? I mean, and this guy was arguing to me today about the measles.
Yeah,
you know, I'm saying, man, people, there's, you know, we've had a measles vaccine for 50 years or more, and we got rid of it. We didn't have any measles anymore. Well, if they get it, it's just going to be a little uncomfortable. No. There's some really bad things, and people have died from measles over the years. Yeah, for some people, maybe, but yeah, we don't want measles to come back and mumps and stuff like that because people have gone crazy on this vaccine. Not all vaccines are bad.
Yeah, I mean,
where they've gotten that from, I don't know. I mean, one person out of 10 million. You know, their arm turned green or something. Okay. But then you had 9,999,999 that didn't get the disease anymore.
Right, right. And as we started this whole thing, there's not 100% anything. There's nothing.
Anything.
Right. Maybe fruit juice, but that's it. 100% fruit juice.
I have heard the asteroid that they had said had a chance of coming is not coming now, so I feel better.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't want no asteroid to hit me, you know, in the middle of the night.
All right, fair enough.
Let's deal with it.
All right, Jimmy. Always entertaining. Always good. It's
always
great.
Something.
There's always something. Remember, tell a friend about Sweeping the Country. And until next time, I'm Derek Walker. He is.
I'm Jimmy Carter. Good day.
Good day.